Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Jacqueline Price, a.k.a. Rich Sister, and I welcome you to another edition of Thoughts for Vision, inspirational topics to help get you through life. I thank God for this opportunity. I thank the creators of Blog Talk Radio, and I thank all of you out there for listening today. If you need any info about me, about Thoughts for Vision, there's one place and one place only for you to go to, and that's what I like to call my one-stop shop. Check out my website, www.jackieap.com. Anything you need to know about the blog, the radio show, social network pages, whatever have you, want to sponsor, donate, whatever have you, that's the place to go, my website, www.jackieap.com. Check it out. I want to welcome you all here today. Hope you're having a wonderful day wherever you're at. Those who are listening to the sound of my voice by whatever means necessary, by phone, by show page, whatever means, thank you so, so very much for tuning in today. So glad to be back on with you. Hope you enjoyed the repeats that I played the last couple of weeks, but I'm so glad to be back on with you today. Today's topic, the love of Jesus. Once again, today's topic, the love of Jesus. Have you ever really thought about that? The love of Jesus. Love of Jesus, I mean, is there any greater love than the love of Jesus? I mean, we are here in the midst of Resurrection Week. I mean, this coming Sunday is Resurrection Sunday. What he did for us so many years ago. I mean, he sacrificed his life for all of us. He sacrificed his life by dying on the cross. I mean, what greater love is there than that? God loved us so much that he gave us his only begotten son. His son he gave up for us. Think about that. Just no greater love. Just the love. The love that went into that. And it wasn't an easy thing for Jesus to do, you understand. I mean, he suffered. He suffered. I mean, days before when he went to the cross, you think about when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, when he was praying. It wasn't something that he was, I mean, all that comfortable with doing at first. I mean, he said while he was praying in that garden, you know, Lord, if you can, let this cup pass from me. But then he mustered up the strength to say, not my will, but your will be done. He loved us that much. He knew that this was something in the end that he had to do. He knew he had to do it. He had to do it. It's because of the love, his love that he has for all of us, he was able to do it. I mean, I can't help but think he sacrificed his life. His life for all of us. And that's what we take the time to reflect on as we go through this week. And I welcome you all to do the same. Just take some time to really reflect on the love of Jesus. He sacrificed his life. Sacrificed his life for all of us. Just think about that. And it's really a hard thing for us to grasp, especially those of you who have children. In our humanness, when we think, you know, give up one of our kids from someone, we think, oh, no, I couldn't do that. But God, because he loved us so much, he wanted us saved. He wanted us whole. He wanted us free. Because of that. Because of his love for us, he sacrificed. I mean, if you have any thoughts about this, please feel free to call in. Call in number is area code 347-202-0909. Once again, area code 347-202-0909. If you'd like to call in and share. Just think about those hours when he was on the cross. I mean, he was up there for too long in agony. Think of how he was taunted and, I mean, despite all that, his love shone through. I mean, he suffered, but even in his suffering, he showed the greatest love to us all. He was beaten, he was bruised, he was, I mean, you can't even imagine all that he went through. But he completed he completed that greatest work that he was sent to do. That he was sent to do. He understood that that was his mission. That's what he was sent down here for. He came down here so we would have life. If we would have life, He loved us that much. He loved us that much. He was willing to give His life, to give His life. And that's awesome when you think about it. I mean, can we really comprehend what was done? I mean, we read about it so many times. We study about it so many times. It's been preached about so many times. And it's going to be again this coming Sunday. But really, in our human mind, do we really fully grasp what Jesus did for us? He cared so much for us. But the best part, of course, is after He died that agonizing death on the cross, the beauty part is that He rose from the grave. And He lives today. He lives in you. He lives in you. If you're willing to accept His gift. His gift. If we have people out there that as of yet hasn't really received this gift that He's given us. But I can't help but to accept this gift. Because His gift, it's because of that special gift he gave me those many years ago, I'm able to live. I'm able to just breathe a breath of life. Thank you. I just thank God each and every day for His gift that He gave me so many years ago. Just think about it. Just think about His love. Just think about that sacrifice. That sacrifice that He gave us so many years ago. Have you ever, ever taken the time to say thank you to Him? Just thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your love. Thank you. Just thank you. Can you say anything else but just thank you? I mean, we can't say it enough, can we? Think about God's love of giving us His Son. Think about it. Take this time as you're going through this week and really, really take the time to meditate on this. me really take the time to say thank you. Say I love you for what you've done, who you are. Thank you for who you are. Thank you. Thank you for your sacrifice, for your love, for your grace, for your mercy. Thank you. Thank you. Love Jesus. Just think the love, his love that he pours out on us each and every day. He rose from out that grave. He died, but he rose. And he lives. He lives in us today. God's love. The love of Jesus. All those many years ago. And we need to hold that near and dear into our hearts. I thank him for what he's done. Thank him so much. His love is unlike any other love that you can possibly think of. If it wasn't for his love, we wouldn't be here. We would not be here. Just take the time. Really reflect on that this week. Just take the time to give him some praise. To just simply say thank you. With that, I mean, what else can you say? What else can you say? Thank you, Jesus, for your love. That you give us each and every day. Thank you for carrying out the will of your Father, loving us that much to want to save us all. You cared about us so much that you didn't want to see us lost. Thank you so much. Can't help but just be in love with Jesus. He cared about us so many years ago. Loved us that much. like I said, take the time to reflect on that this week, okay? With that, that is all I have to say about the topic today. I pray that what was said on the show today will truly, truly, truly bless your life throughout the week. Okay? So I welcome you to definitely take the time to reflect on the love of Jesus on this week. And I definitely pray that you all have a wonderful Resurrection Week, celebrating with your family about the love of Jesus. Okay? Once again, if you need any info about me, about Thoughts for Vision, please check out my website, www.jackieap.com. Thank you so very, very much for tuning in to the Thoughts for Vision radio show today. And remember, God's thoughts plus your vision equals greatness. Once again, God's thoughts plus your vision equals greatness. Take care. You have a wonderful Resurrection Week. I will see you on the radio this week. Take care and God bless.